Menelik Watson was limited today. Paxton Lynch was limited with his right shoulder. Cody Lattimore was limited with his knee. McKenzie ankle was limited. Derby was, he's fine. It's a shoulder, I think, limited there. Will Parks, shoulder limited. Virgil Green, shoulder limited. Derek Wolf, DMP. Ty Davis, DMP with an ankle. Wolf, I'm sorry, guys, had a foot and a hand. Emmanuel Sanders, ankle, DMP. Stevenson Calf, DMP. Tlaib, Domitai, and Jamal Charles were DMP with vet days. That's the report. Questions? It's cold. I'm not used to it yet. You know, being in Florida for a year, man, I am soft, boys. I'm telling you. I am soft as hell right now. But I made it. All right, sorry, questions.
How is your offensive line coming into shape this weekend, do you think?
Well, Watson practiced today. He looked fine. He's getting better every day, so we're fine there. Obviously, we have depth, you know, inside, outside. So, you know, once he it's clear to go, we should be okay there.
How did Isaiah and Cody make out there today?
They both look great, you know. They were limited, but they both look fast, and that's the key when you're dealing with ankles and knees. They both cut. They both look fast and explosive, so it was fun to see those guys run around.
How much have you missed Cody's kind of leadership and production on special teams?
A lot. I mean, he is a top-tier gunner. He's also a top-tier returner for us. I mean, he was in the top five before he got his injury, so absolutely he's a big part of our team's units, so to have him back will help us.
What's your concern level with Derek being available?
Derek Wolf? Yeah. None. He's sore. He's got a couple of things going on, but if he can go, he will.
I promise you that. Trevor said yesterday it's sometimes hard to lead when you're not playing as well as you'd like yourself.
Right.
What have you seen from him this week in terms of leading the group?
Well, Trevor's always been a guy that's worked hard, so he's back to work, you know, and that's Trevor's personality. He's hard on Trevor, but he can still lead our football team because our locker room respect Trevor, and he's our quarterback. So, but that's just Trevor being hard on Trevor and holding Trevor accountable, you know, for his play. That's where that comes from.
How do you prepare for Andy Reid? He's always got one or two trick plays up his sleeve.
Sure. It takes time. You know, when you watch Andy's offense, it's a combination of the West Coast offense and also a college spread system. So it's tough. I mean, he's got a lot of personnel groups. He's got a lot of weapons that he can use, you know, from 10 to 14 to Hunt to Kelsey, so it's a tough unit to get ready for, but you have to have a plan for all those units, and it takes time to prepare for it, but you know, we use that extra Wednesday to do that, so we should be ahead of that.
What makes Kelsey in particular so difficult when they utilize
it? Well, he is a tight end that's got receiver type skills, so it's a matchup issue. You know, most corners are too small. Linebackers can't run with him, and safeties are sometimes not big enough. So he is definitely a special talent when it comes to catching the football.
What do you see out of the Kansas City secondary?
Their secondary is it's an aggressive group. You know, it's a man team. Obviously, it starts with Peters, he's a guy who can make plays on the ball. The Mitchell kid they've picked up, I mean, he's been around a while. Very competitive, very aggressive, and the slot guy Gaines, he's played really well for him. So it's three young guys that are, you know, great competitors and aggressive, you know, with their play. They're pressing most of the time, so you've got to win one-on-ones, you know, from our group, you know, to have success on Monday night.
Do you think they've lost a little bit, though, with Eric Berry being gone?
I would say yes. I mean, he's a great player. He's an all-pro player, so, you know, that's hard to replace, you know. They replaced him with a backup guy who's played teams most of his career. But he's done a good job. He's tough, he's smart, and he's solid. But, you know, losing Eric Berry obviously hurts him some.
Every game, players going against a former team somewhere. But with Jamal and the Chiefs, a little special as far as, you know.
For Jamal?
Yeah.
I'm sure it is, you know, but I think he wants to win the game, you know, for us first. And then, obviously, it's important for him to play well and, you know, show against his previous team. But I'm not sure. You know, that's a question for Jamal, you know, probably. But he wants to win. You know, I want to win. So that's what's important.
Spread concepts. How established are they in this league?
Spread concepts, you say?
Yeah, as opposed to flavor of the week or what's currently working.
It's part of our league now. You know, it's here. It's not going away. You know, even the zone read stuff. You know, you watch the Chiefs. I mean, it's more than zone read. It's option football. So you have to change your defensive rules to adjust versus a team like this. If not, they were gash you. You know, so we spent a lot of time on option football this week. That's what they're running. I mean, that's what it is. So it's here. It's not going away.
Is it different preparing for Alex Smith this year than years past, given how much his vertical attack has changed dramatically, appears at least when we watch him?
Well, it's still a quick passing game, you know, with some shots here and there. But he's played really well. I mean, he's got 15 touchdowns, no picks. He is a veteran player that's in total control of what he's doing. I mean, he's like a machine. I mean, he doesn't make mistakes, you know. So it's going to be a challenge to force him into making mistakes, and that's our goal. But you know, I was with Alex for 5 years in San Fran. I mean, he's come a long way, you know, as far as a quarterback. I mean, he is a sharp, sharp veteran quarterback who doesn't make mistakes.
From a standpoint of matchups, when you talk about Kelce, Hunt, and Hill, are those the toughest three guys in combination maybe to prepare for anywhere in the NFL?
Well, I'm not sure. But, you know, how they use those guys make it tough. Because, I mean, Hunt's obviously a young back with great balance and great ball skills. Hill is a guy that's tough because he's everywhere. He's a slot. He's a Z outside. He's a halfback. So that's an issue, you know, when you're facing Hill. You know, you're not sure where he's going to be. And if you're in man-to-man coverage, I mean, you can have a corner in the box, you know, fit in a run game. So that's the issue with 10, not knowing where he's going to line. As far as Kelce, it's kind of the same thing, you know. Who do you put on Kelce to have a fair matchup? You know, so it's tough because of how to use those guys.
Trevor's been pretty hard on himself.
Who do you put on Travis Kelce?
Who do we? Multiple guys. You know, we have a plan for that. And, you know, sometimes maybe two guys. You know, it depends on the D&D and what the defense is called by Joe. But, you know, we have a plan for him.
Will you go back and look at the game last Christmas, last year to look at things? And,
we have. We have four or five times. And that game was a weird game. I mean, it wasn't a bunch of vertical passes. It was a tight end screen for a big one. It was a counter by a Hill for a big one. So those plays we can't give up, you know, and that's where the Chiefs make their hay. You know, they can hit you on a big play here and there, and it happened all in the first 15. You know, they scored 14 points in the first 15 plays, so that's where we can't lose the game in the first 15.
In those games in particular, was the 70-80-yard touchdown, mm-hmm. special teams and defense allowance. So how important is it to kind of limit the damage when those guys get in space and limit it to 25 or 30 rather than 70 or 80?
That's huge for us. You know, we have to keep the big plays to a minimum. You know, I mean, they're averaging about 17, 10-yard-plus plays a game. That's huge, you know, for an offense. So, you know, just doing a good job of getting lined up first, you know, seeing the ball thrown and tackling the ball quick is going to be important.
Final two, Cecil and then James.
Trevor's been really hard on himself.
Yes.
As we talked about. Mm-hmm. How do you maintain his confidence so that he doesn't get too down?
He's fine. Again, you know, our offensive issues is not all Trevor, you know. And, you know, he won't say that, but I will for him. Okay? I mean, he's hard on himself because he has high standards. He wants to play well for his football team. But he's fine as far as confidence.
Last one, James.
Vince, you guys have said you're going to keep adding things for Jamal in terms of workload as the season goes on and as you see. But does that mean you go into a game with an idea of how many touches he could get, or does the game dictate that on how you see him running the ball? Or
I think the game dictates that. You know, we go into a game with a plan, and we have specialty plays for Jamal, Book, and CJ. But as the game goes along, it depends who's hot. You know, it depends how the game's going. You know, if it's an even game, are we down by a score or two? So, I mean, that kind of affects how the play calling goes. But, you know, he's healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's shown explosion. So the more we can use him, it'll help us win. So absolutely.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Ooh, it's cold, man.